88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. And now the Israel Hour with Mayrav and Josh.
שלוש שלושים וארבע בקרון האחרון דבר קטן וטוב של קרווה וקפה היום ערים חולפות בחושך מה מנצנץ בחוץ אולי זו פילדלפיה אולי זה הקיבוץ בתחנה של ג'אז בלדה של קולטרן שקשוק המסילה הולך ומתעמא אור של עיירה נמתח מסטיק בחלון עוד קופסת סיגריו נגיע לדרום זה הכל או כלום זה הכל או כלום בגלל זה ניפול בגלל זה נקום זה הכל או כלום זה הכל או כלום את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל או כלום הדלתות סגורות, האורות קווים עכשיו זה רק אתה, באמצע החיים אנשים עולים, אנשים יורדים עוד כמה תחנות, נוגע בקמטים עמוק בתוך הלילה, מריח את הים מריח את העיר, את אורך החם שני לילות מחיפה רץ בתוך חלון רואה שם את פניי בנוף של החלון זה הכל או כלום זה הכל או כלום בגלל זה ניפול בגלל זה נקום זה הכל או כלום זה הכל או כלום את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל או כלום אתה יכול לשקוע, אתה יכול לזכור מולי אישה עם ילד, מביא בי בעיניי חמש, שלושים וארבע, אני עדיין חי זה הכל או כלום, זה הכל או כלום בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נקום זה הכל או עיני נעצמות, האורות קווים רק אתה עכשיו באמצע החיים. אנשים עולים, אנשים יורדים, נוגע בכולם, במתים ובחיים. זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נחול. זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, את יודעת מבפנים שזה הכל לא כלום. כן, זה הכל לא כלום, זה הכל לא כלום, בגלל זה ניפול, בגלל זה נחול.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Israel Hour is on the air everywhere, and the song you just heard was by Mr. David Broza. David Broza will be our special guest later on today's Israel Hour radio program. It has been a long time since we've spoken to him on the air, and we're very, very happy to have him back. Be sure to tune in today. Be here live at 11:30 or so when we talk to Mr. David Broza. He has a very interesting project in the works, and he needs your help with it. So stay tuned for information on David Broza and his new project. David will be joining us by telephone at about 11:30 today. My name is Josh Schroen. So glad that you're tuned in to the Israel Hour on 88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. We're also live around the world along the entire Israel Hour radio network. And the web address to access us is IsraelHour.com, www.IsraelHour.com. We're also on Facebook, 750 members strong. Facebook.com/IsraelHour. Be sure to say hello and let us know what you want us to ask David Broza. If there's a question you've always wanted to know from David, post it on Facebook. Facebook.com/IsraelHour. You ask the questions and we'll pass it along for you. Facebook.com/IsraelHour with your questions for David Broza. Of course, your requests and dedications always welcome at 732-932-8800 or by email info@IsraelHour.com. Prepare for an exciting 60 minutes of Israeli entertainment right here on the Israel Hour.
מחפש סיבה להישאר אל אותו סיפור קטן נטול תקווה ואושר. אם אני עוזב אני לא חוזר. מחפש אותך בפנים, את כבר לא זאת שהכרתי. לא צריך לדבר על השתיקות, אני רוצה לפחד לבד, לעצמי מספיק שיקרתי. כל כך עצוב שכבר לא חשוב לבכות. אל תפני לי מקום לצידך, תתמודדי אני הולך. תחייכי את יודעת. אל תשמרי לי מקום חם לחזור כשאהיה שיקור. תוותרי עד שומעת. מחכה שהיום ירד, תירגעי ואז תביני שלא מצאתי סיבה להישאר. סתם סיפור עצוב שסתם יום יבוא ותסלחי לי. את אותו החלון ישן סוגר. מקום לצידך, תתמודדי אני הולך. תחייכי את יודעת. אל תשמרי לי מקום חם לחזור כשיהיה שיקור.
עיניים ירוקות ושיער שחור כמעט מחפש את האחד ומחכה להתרגש דרוש חתן שמלה כבר יש בת 24 מעוניינת בחבר גבוה ומבין עד גיל 30 אולי יותר והוא יכול להיות דייס והוא יכול להיות נווט לא משנה לי לא אכפת ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי כל הדברים אותו דבר אם אחד ילך היום אחד אחר יבוא מחר אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה ואם להיות רגע קונקרטי זה יכול להיות דיסקרטי אם באופן תיאורטי כבר יש לו חברה ואפשר להיפגש אצלי לדון על הפרטים רווקה עם ראש פתוח לקשר אמיתי ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי כל הדברים אותו דבר אם אחד ילך היום אחד אחר יבוא מחר אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה יושבים ביחד על החול ים כחול בקבוק של בירה זה רק אני והשחפים ויונתן שפירה הלב שלי דופק חזק מתחת לפדים יונתן שפירה יונתן שפירה תעשה לי ילדים אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה ואמא היא תמיד אמרה לי כל הדברים אותו דבר אם אחד ילך היום אחד אחר יבוא מחר אבל אמא לא הכירה את יונתן שפירה
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. That was Yonatan Shapira by, what's her name? I didn't write it down. It's Aya Korem is the name. Yeah. We are prepared for this show, I gotta tell you. No, I think it's just nerves of getting ready to speak to Mr. David Broza coming up in just about 15 minutes. In the meantime, today we're playing back the number 3, the number 2, and the number 1 song in the country of Israel, according to Reshet Gimel, beginning with the latest by Ayal Golan on the Israel Hour.
Hey, אני רואה אותך במועדון. מתי תבואי ותאמרי שלום? שלחי לי רק מבט, כבר קשה לנשום. היי, אם את פה לבד זה מצוין, מסימן אם את גם בעניין, משהו בך גורם לרצות עוד. אם את רוצה מתייך רק רוצה ללגום, שלחי לי רק מבט, כבר נמאס לחלום. בואי אקח אותך איתי מכאן, חבוקים ביחד רק נשאר, משהו בך גורם לרצות עוד. אם את רוצה
from Ayal Golan on the Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU. That was called Boi Nivrach, Let's Run Away. But don't do that for real. Stay with your radio at 88.7 FM, because coming up is Mr. David Broza, who will be speaking with us live on the phone in just a few minutes on today's show. Before Ayal Golan, we heard from Aya Korem, Yonatan Shapira, Dor Daniel with Makom Letzidech. I believe Dor Daniel has a brand new album out, and doing very well on the charts, understand. as I understand it. And David Broza started us off on today's show with Ze HaKol O Klum on the Israel Hour, as we keep Israeli music on your dial. Do you have a question for David Broza? Let me know and we'll ask him in just a few minutes. Get in touch with us at info@israelhour.com, info@israelhour.com, or post a message on our Facebook group, our Facebook page. That's facebook.com/Israel Hour. As we keep Israeli music on your dial, we'd like to let you know that Chava Alberstein was just awarded a Lifetime Achievement Award by the folks at Akum in Israel. Congratulations, mazal tov to her. This is Chava with Sha'anan Street from Adag Nachash, an interesting pairing. This is called Nishmati on the Israel Hour.
לחשוב מחשבת לקוץ בעדן גן ולרצות תופת נפשי בקרבי תחשוב מחשבת כי אמצאה שם צוף דבש עם נופל
הגיע לפני הזמן מניחה ארוך אדם אלה נפשי כמו היו תמול כי איך שביום עם ולילה אמול אוכי לבריחות אל והם איחרו
בשואלים איך אוהלי נטשתי סיוונים וממרורים לענה יורבנים
אז מצור חפצי אמת נואשתי נפשי בקרבי תחשוב בשבת לקוץ ועדן גן ולרצות תופת נפשי בקרבי תחשוב בשבת כי אמצאה שם צופה שנופת
Chava Alberstein and Sha'anan Street from Adag Nachash with Nafshi. Mazal Tov to Chava Alberstein on her Lifetime Achievement Award in Israel. Well-deserved Mazal Tov to Chava Alberstein. Got a message from Shiri on Facebook who wanted to pass along the sad news that her grandfather had passed away yesterday, the age of 87 years old. He moved to Israel in 1950 and lived in the center of Tel Aviv all his life, rode his bicycle to his jewelry store every day, and I know Shiri is very sad of his passing, and she asked for a song to be played in his honor. Don't have the one she was looking for. We'll try to get it on for you next week, Shiri. But here's a song that I know brings a smile to the lips of many older-time Israelis. It's Arik Einstein. from the 60s, Leave a Lach on the Israel Hour.
השמש שוקע למי יתגעגע
לי ולך, לי ולך, לי ולך
כעוד מתלקח עולה הירח למי הוא זורע
לי ולך, לי ולך, לי ולך
כאן שנינו לבד עושים יד ביד בשביל שנעד לי ולך, לי ולך, לי ולך
בגן שיח ורד למי הוא סוגר את עלי הכותרת
ליבלך, ליבלך, ליבלך
ברוח של ערב רומה בצמרת למי היא מזמרת
ליבלך, ליבלך, ליבלך כאן שנינו לבד עושים בשביל שנועד
לי ולך, לי ולך, לי ולך
של המדבר היה שולח ליטפו את גופה הרך והסופה טרפה הכל
חדל להיות כמו החולות אני רוצה אותך כמו סלע
אז הבטיח לא למטות שוב כמו החול כשהרוחות אותו ליטפו באוז אחז במות האוהל אוזניו אטם הוא לא לשמוע, לא לנשום כלל את הצליל אתה נבד לחש מדבר, אתה נקבר באוהל צר והכבשים באו בוודי כמו חליל שפרצו השיטפונות שכח את כל מה שהבטיח אל הצלילים של החליל הושיט ידיים בסופה למחול טירוף בקנה הסוף נסחף שיקור כמו חול ברוח גם הסלעים פרסו כנפיים כמו ענפה וכשחזר שוב על סוסו להעמיק את מות האוהל על היריעות היא בחוטים ובצבעים מילים רק מה
ברוך שובך בוגד אחוז היטב מות האוהל כי גם אותי סופה נודדת סחפה
חליל אל החולות של המדבר היה שולח ליטפו את גופה הרך והסופה טרפה הכל
חדליות כמו החולות אני רוצה אותך כמו סלע
אז הבטיח לא לנדוד שוב כמו החול
וואו 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 כל קורה
The Israel Hour 88.7 WRSU with David Broza and Yael Levy on the Israel Hour. Shirava Bidwi. And we are so pleased to be speaking once again with David Broza. David, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
All right, David, we're talking to you live from Israel, correct?
Yes, yeah.
Okay, David, it's been a while since David Broza has been on our show. We're so glad to have him back. David, welcome back to the Israel Hour. So glad to talk to you again.
Yep, same here.
So the main reason we wanted to get you on the phone today was because we've read about, there was a big article in the Jerusalem Post and elsewhere about a new project that you're working on. It is for a brand new Hebrew album, but you're looking to your fans for some help on this one. Tell us the whole story and how this all came about.
Well, I it's kind of funny calling it looking for my fans for help. It's actually the new age, you know. This is today everything is on the web, and one of the ways to tackle and turn the web into a friendly place for the artist is to get a production going through the web and promoting it through the web even before we get to record an album. I've discovered there's a beautiful website that's called Kickstarter.com, which as an information desk, you know, it's good for any artist or anybody who's creating anything and is looking for funding. So basically what I've created is a budget for my next album, and instead of reaching out to record companies, which are having a hard time funding albums, I'm actually selling in advance downloads of my next album through the web to the audience. Now, because it's the web, I have so many other things I can offer as well, such as a website where the audience who buys into this can actually watch us record live and rehearse and make the album and be part of the progress that we're making in the studio. And I can entice the audience also to take part and have their name as credit in the album, and all the way to, I mean, there's different levels of involvement, which of course mean also different levels, different prices. And you can go all the way from a $10 download to $5,000, which will include a lot of different perks, a little rewards, and a lot of different things that we sell through this great opportunity.
All right, but I know a lot of our listeners, you know, we posted this information on our own Facebook group and said, hey, this is what David Broza is doing. And a lot of our listeners were scratching their heads saying, we've been listening to David Broza's music for years. Why this route and why now?
Well, give me some other way which could be better than going through the web. And if the listener is really my listener, then he's not scratching his head. He's saying, thank God he's still writing music, and it's a new album, and I'm dying to hear it.
Well, that's
so I'm gonna secure a new album of David Brosa's by purchasing it in advance. Why wait and then download it for free? If he's a real fan of mine, he wouldn't even download it or think about it as a download for free. Here, he can help upload it. Okay, and my direct answer to all these audiences is that they're not real fans. If they want it for free and they think that an artist, why don't they go to the supermarket and try to buy Kellogg's cereal and walk out with it without paying?
No, I hear you.
So all I'm saying is, if you really want to support culture and if you really want to have culture in your life, be part of it. And what the web allows and what Kickstarter and what my new thing allows is for the audience to actually be in, if they wish to and if they choose to, they can actually be a little bit more involved in seeing it come to birth. Wouldn't you have wanted to be a witness on the Doors sessions in the studio, or Jimi Hendrix sessions, or a Lady Gaga session? Excuse me? If I get a chance to pay $75 and see that, as well as get a CD to my house, as well as get a download, I'd be the first one to sign up. So don't tell me that David Brosa, if you're interested in him, that this is not good enough for you, or anybody else, any other Israeli, any other Moroccan artist, any other British artist, French artist, German, American, I don't care where they come from. If you really care about art and if you really want to hear it, then you can jump on board and be part of it. And it's not just wait around, because in a year or two, that's going to be the only way you can be part of or listen to music or be part of it, unless you want to really download it for free, which you'll be able to in 6 months.
Well, no, I think it's a great idea, and I think it's ingenious that you've started and tried to make music in a whole new way. I think that's really great. We're excited for you. What has the response been like so far?
Phenomenal. We're right now at about $20,000 out of the 63 that I have budgeted, which will, you know, this budget includes everything, includes the videos, includes the graphic card, includes everything. By tomorrow we will be around $30,000, which is half the money that we're looking for.
Nice.
And if our listeners will stop scratching their heads and we'll just be part of it, then we'll actually reach our goal by February 14th.
All right, what was interesting to me is all the different things that you were offering people based on their involvement level, based on the level of their donation. What I know you mentioned some of the things. There'll be video clips and the ability to watch what's going on and watch the making of the album. What else can do people have the opportunity to be a part of when they donate money to your project?
Well, if you go, it goes up in stages, and if the higher you go, it includes all of the previous stages. So if you go, say, for $100, you will get a download, you get a CD sent to your house, you get the website where you can watch us upload sessions from our recordings and rehearsals, and you can get a 90-second Skype talk person-to-person with me, which you'll schedule in advance.
That's
if you
great.
Put $150, you get all of the above, including the Skype talk, plus a signed CD. If you put $250, you'll get all of the above, plus a specially designed T-shirt that is going to be, there will only be 75 of those, I mean, because this is all we're allowing for. If you go up to 1,000, you can also have a further involvement. If you go for 3,000, you have your name credited in the album. If you go for 5,000, you can come to, you can have two tickets, to, all of the above, plus two tickets to Masada and scrambled eggs for breakfast with me in the desert.
That sounds great. Wow, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. And if you go to Kickstarter, you'll find there's a lot of fantastic artists. None of them are established artists. I'd be I'm the first established artist in the world to actually use this platform as I am. But there are many other artists, and any other artists who are listening now, any form, any way, if you're a poet, if you're a playwright, if you're a video artist, if you're a dancer, and if you're a painter, ceramics, anything, this is the way today to get your dreams come true via the web, which means that the web is your friend, and it's not just a pirate free fall, all for free, world. It's really something that we're utilizing now to communicate and to indulge our audiences and get into a much richer and a better world, because See, I'm sitting in Israel, but right now there could be somebody in the West Bank, there could be somebody in Malaysia, there could be somebody in Nebraska sitting where they don't even have any way of producing and making their dreams come true artistically, and this is the way to do it. So I suggest that that we all embrace these sort of projects and start with mine.
That sounds wonderful. Tell me about the album. I know this is a very special album for you in your career. What can you tell us about it?
That's right. Well, for me, I was, I've been recording for 35 years. I've always recorded music which I wrote to poetry, whether it being it Israeli poetry, American poetry, or Spanish poetry. I've got all these albums, five of which are in English, three in Spanish. So, I've been moving around the world. But for the first time in my career, I have actually written the poems, the lyrics. And this is something I never thought I'd be doing. I've gotten to the point where I said, I've written enough music. Now I'm happy to do my next project with the Andalusian Orchestra, which I'm doing in March, or with the Israel Philharmonic in June. I can do all these wonderful things with my already existing music. And then suddenly I got this great inspiration of all places while I was in New York, and I sat for 17 days and wrote 17 new songs.
Wow.
So this is what this album is all about. It's the excitement of it is that it's all my creation, and I can't even begin to explain how great it feels to be, after all these years, writing my entire album by myself and having it being very biographical, and yet also serving what I always have done as entertaining music for my shows. And I can't wait to get into the studio, which I will be, as a matter of fact, on February 14th, that's Valentine's Day, which is when we complete our fundraising and when we walk into the studio right on that day and start recording in Tel Aviv.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Is there a web address that people can go to check this out?
Well, you go to davidbroza.net, which is my address. You can go to the Facebook, to my Facebook, and you can also go to kickstarter.com, which is the platform which I've used, and there you will also be exposed to all the thousands of other projects that they support and that other artists have taken upon and are raising their funds for. So this is a complete new world, and I'm happy to be on the cutting edge. I'm happy at my this long career, at my advanced stage as an artist, to still be doing things which are new, different, raise eyebrows, and can be controversial, too. And it's good that people are scratching their heads. But at the end of, once they've scratched, they should be part of it.
All right. Well, it sounds great. We wish you the best of luck. It's been a little while since you've been on the show, and since the last time we've spoken to you, you had a great special on PBS. And I wanted to know, I know that was your annual Masada show. How has that changed your career? Do you find that there are more people in the United States that are now interested in David Broza's music?
Most certainly. First of all, PBS is the most wonderful platform to present music because it is free for all, basically, and it reaches every home in America. So that was one great thing. It took me 9 years to convince PBS Channel 11, WTTW in Chicago, who produced this with me, to convince them to come and do it in Masada, because what they were inviting me originally was to come and perform an hour's worth of music in their studios. And I said, why? It's not going to be special. Do it in Masada.
That's right.
So it took me 9 years to convince them, and then I had to raise the money to do it and then invite Jackson Brown and Sean Colvin to take part. And then they had the most magnificent, successful launching, and it was showing for 3 years. And, of course, every show I do now in the United States, I get audiences coming up to me who would have never heard about me, who are not Jewish, who don't know anything about Israel or about my music or other Israeli artist music, and I'm absolutely enamored and fascinated by it. Secondly, it's been showing all over Australia now. It's been showing all over China. So this show has actually enabled me to widen my horizons and get closer to audiences that would have never heard my music or any other Israeli music. And, of course, expose Masada and the beauty of it.
Yeah.
And the beauty of the sunrise, which I still keep on doing year after year. It's been going on for 17 years. So I can only be grateful to the opportunity that I was given and be thankful to the fact that I could actually achieve it.
And we were excited to see you. You know, those of us who have been fans for a long time, all of a sudden David Broza has, you know, really made it on mainstream American television. That was great.
It was. And you know, last year, I mean, this 8 months ago, I put out an album I've been working on for 12 years, which is based on the poetry of Pam Van Zandt, the late Pam Van Zandt, who's one of the greatest singer-songwriters America has ever had. And that was also, in many ways, thanks to the PBS show, which exposed me and brought me closer to a lot of musicians who I was, you know, hoping to get involved in my next project.
All right. And one thing I've noticed looking at your website and about your appearances, you seem to be going to some more obscure American audiences these days. By obscure, I mean places where Israeli artists don't necessarily come and get an Israeli following. So what's that experience been like? And are these people coming here expecting to hear you sing in Hebrew or in English?
Well, yeah, I do play. I mean, I play Durango, and I play One World Theater outside of Austin. I've always done this, by the way. I used to do it since I started putting out records in the United States back in 1989. So for years I was on the road playing obscure places. My entire career has been about spreading Israeli music as thin as one can and to get to the core of the grassroots following. And I think finally it's coming together. It's taken me over 30 years to get my point across. The audiences, whether they are, you know, American WASP audience, Jewish audience, Navajo, Native Americans, or African Americans, they love the fact that it's so eclectic. They love the fact that the Spanish guitar accompanies lyrics in Hebrew, lyrics in English, lyrics in Spanish. I do everything. I play Bedouin Love Song, I play Elizabeth Bishop's poem, One Art, I play Townsend, I've written music, and I played Federico Garcia Lorca. I do it all.
Well, David, we're thrilled for you. You know, you were the first interview that I ever did when I started this radio program 16 years ago. So your music always holds a special place in my heart. You came to our studios here with your little son Ramon at the time, and
I remember. Yeah,
we had a great time talking to you. So we love you and we wish you the best, and especially with this new project. It sounds phenomenal. It sounds really exciting, and we can't. We hope you'll keep us up to date with the latest.
Of course, and thank you so much for interviewing me while I'm on my way from Tel Aviv to Jerusalem, and I'll be happy to see you in one of my next concerts.
All right, we always come. We love you, and hold on 1 second. We'll now hear some more great music from the one and only David Broza right here on the Israel Hour.
לוחץ על הגיטרה ולא יוצא לי טון יצא לי שם של מטורף שלא עושה חשבון לא שומע רדיו ולא קורא עיתון רק מחכה שאת סוף סוף תופיעי בחלון ואת נסגרת לה כל אלה שלמדו איתי באותה כיתה כבר התבגרו ורק אני תקוע מול ביתה חואן תפס סטודנטית חוסה לו רק אני עומד לי כאן עם מאשלות פרידות ואני שר לה סניוריטה, תני סימן סניוריטה, נגמרו לי כל החרוזים סניוריטה, שיר שלי נהיה ישן סניוריטה את מתחילה להגזים הנאורים בורחים אבל אני נשאר תמיד מגיד העתידות אומר שאין מה להגיד על ראשי סומבררו ובעיני תשוקה
ובבידי שני בקבוקי תקילה עתיקה והיא למעלה כבר ליצור ודור חדש של חתיכות עושה ממני צחור רוצה לשמור על קצב בוחד עם המגע וכל הסרנדות כבר יצאו מהאף ואני שר לה סניוריטה תני סימן סניוריטה נגמרו לי כל החרוזים סניוריטה שיר שלי מן הישן סניוריטה מתחילה להגסים
David Broza on the Israel Hour with Senorita. Big, big thank you to Mr. David Broza. Always great to talk to him. And for more information on his new project, which sounds like a lot of fun, and especially because he's doing it for a brand new Hebrew album. I mean, it doesn't get any better to hear David Broza singing in Hebrew. It's been a while since his last album, Zeh Kol Klum, and this is all his original material. So go to Kickstarter.com and search for David Broza. You'll find out all the information. Well, I promised you we're doing the top three Israeli songs in the land. I forgot to bring number one with me, so sorry, we'll get that on for you next week. But number two is by Roni Dalumi, it's called Kach O Kach.
שוב אומרת לעצמי זה רק אני והוא אצלי הכל שקוף מדי תראה כשתסתכל עליי אילו רק הזמן אותי יכול לתפוס שלא אפול רגע תן לי רגע
Come
The Israel Hour, 88.7 WRSU with Roni Dalumi, the number two song in the land of Israel right now this week. That was Kach O Kach on the Israel Hour. The number one song, which I totally forgot to bring with me, was one you've heard before on this radio program. It's Idan Reichel with Aviv Geffen, that's his name. A song called Kotzim has been very, very hot on the charts in Israel, so we'll get that on for you ASAP. We are just about out of time. We'll play one more song as we get ready to leave. And it's probably one of David Broz's most popular songs. It's Yihyeh Tov on the Israel Hour. We'll be back next Sunday at 11 a.m. We hope you will join us then. Until then, my name is Josh Rohn. You are tuned to 88.7 WRSU FM New Brunswick. The Turkish Hour is coming up in just a minute. Shalom Aleichem from the Israel Hour. Al tafsiku lashir.
Ani mabit mehachalom, veze ose li deyatzuf. Aviv chalaf avar lo, mi yodea im yashuf. Haleitzan haya lemelech, hanavin hiya leitzan, veshachachti derech aval ani od kan veye to yeto ken ifamim ani nishba az alayla אנשים חיים במתח, מחפשים סיבה לנשום, ובין שנאה לרצח, מדברים על השלום. ממשלות וגנרלים שחילקו לנו את המוף לשלהם ולשלנו.